Gospel acclamation. I'm the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me will never die. A reading from Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and loves him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. But just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Father give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. And those who hear will live. But just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to experience judgment, because he is the Son of God, Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. My judges are here, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus shared his nature. He's one God, three persons: Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's very difficult to understand, but what I understand is the mutual love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. So the nature of God is love. Love is mutual. That means to say, we are made in the image of God. That means we are made into his image of love. So when there is love, mutual love, we feel peace. When there is no love among us, on the contrary, hatred or disagreement, we will never have peace. Peace of heart, peace of mind. So Jesus, his life is always love us unconditionally. He died on the cross not because we are good. Just because we are not good, he died for us. So at times we forgive people, not because they say sorry to you. No matter how, you learn, follow Jesus, the footsteps of Jesus. His love is unconditional. So whatever we have to do is to ask Jesus this, to give us this grace, to love unconditionally. Jesus is listening to us. Tell him that you love him. With the same love, ask him to help us to love our neighbor.